Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Joining us for the second time on the Celeb Savant podcast is South African stand-up comedian, MC, facilitator, actor, and television presenter Jason Goliath. He is known for his larger-than-life personality and infectious energy. At the age of 30, Jason decided to follow his passion and took to the stage for the first time to perform stand-up comedy. Soon, he was performing at stages across South Africa, and he has since gone on to grace the stages across the globe. With a commanding stage presence that is difficult to ignore and ridiculous amounts of energy, Jason is inspired by everyday life and experiences. Some of the largest South African gigs that Jason has performed at include the Kings and Queens of Comedy, the Johannesburg International Comedy Festival, the Comedy Central Comedy Festival, the Big Five Comedy Tour, and the Mother's City Comedy Festival, amongst many others. Internationally, he was on the lineup to the Montreux Comedy Festival in Switzerland, as well as the world-renowned Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, Canada. Jason is an established presence on South African television, able to adapt to a range of roles and varied productions. He is currently a co-presenter on the award-winning television game show Celebrity Game Night on E! Entertainment and has previously been a host. He has also been on The Morning Show on ETV, as well as the SAFTA-nominated magazine show Man Cave. He also previously hosted his own late-night talk show on SABC3 Larger Than Life and was a co-host of the Kaya FM breakfast show. Jason's acting credits include feature roles in local sitcoms Ses Topla and Black Tax, as well as a cameo appearance in Bloodshot with Vin Diesel, and most recently a role in the feature film Who's Your Daddy? Jason is the voice of Comedy Central Africa and has established himself as a voiceover artist for local and global brands. Up next on Celeb Savant, catching up with us for a second time and discussing the local adaptation of dating #NoFilter on eAfrica is Jason Goliath.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing today?
So I am in the luscious, the beautiful, the delicious Johannesburg, South Africa. And I'm at Multitours, which is beautifully air-conditioned and feels a little bit like Cape Town when you're inside this building. But it's not, so we are lovely and we are happy. And I'm amazing, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, good. It's lovely to see and hear your voice. We haven't seen each other for a while. So, Jason, just a quick overview. For the listeners, Jason has previously been on the Celeb Savant podcast, and we dived right deep into his journey into the comedic world and his life. So listen to that previous episode for more details. But the hybrid journey, Jason, just give us a quick overview of who you are and why you love doing comedy.
I'm going to introduce myself the way I would to an audience of 400 people. Hello, everybody. Yes. My name is Jason Goliath. I am South Africa's third sexiest comedian. And I'm actually number one, but I'm humble. So I'll say third sexiest. And if you disagree with me, remember these things are subjective. And then just close your eyes and pretend that I'm like a Trevor Noah, but in bulk. If Trevor was steak, I'd be horse. You know what I mean? A little bit cheaper, but you get more for your money.
Perfect. I love that. So, Jason, what do you love about comedy and performing comedy?
So, the simplest thing is I've always loved making people laugh. And the reason I think that is every time I make somebody laugh, I feel like I give them a little holiday from their life. So, comedy in today's time, I think everybody's stressed. Everybody needs a bit of a break. And when you're laughing, you can't think about debit orders. When you're laughing, you can't think about that person who broke your heart. When you're laughing, you can't think about any of the problems. You're only thinking about this moment and having a bit of laugh. I also think that as South Africans, we have to laugh. Because if we don't laugh, then we've got to stare the pain straight in the face every single day. And I think that, that old saying, laughter is the best medicine, is it. So for me, and I give this advice to anybody wanting to try comedy, I do stand-up comedy because I'm addicted to making people laugh, whether on stage, whether in life, whether it's the lovely ladies at reception at this building I'm at, whether it's the security outside, or whether it's a group of CEOs at a conference. It's all the same to me. I just think that I'm blessed with this ability to make people smile, make people laugh, and even more blessed to be able to do that as my career has been, you know, one of the greatest blessings of my life.
I'm talking more in day-to-day life. When you come up with a comic or something funny in your mind,
yeah,
are you ever sometimes surprised that people also feel it's funny in the sense that, oh, I'm just sort of testing this out. I don't know if it's really funny. It's funny to me, yes, but I don't know if it's funny to them. And they howl with laughter. Is there ever that surprise in your brain, like, oh, this actually worked?
So, you know, every now and then there's a surprise, but I've also been doing comedy now for 13 years.
Yeah.
And after 13 years, you do kind of have a great deal of experience of what makes different individuals laugh. And, you know, in the first kind of 5 years, you are the generic off-the-shelf cut and paste. But in the years that follow, your experience allows you to become a tailor of sorts, where I'm providing a very tailored experience. So, for example, making you laugh would be very, very different to making anybody else laugh.
Yeah.
And if I have you one-on-one, I can hone into things that, based on what I assume, which has become pretty accurate over the years, I could point out things that would make you smile and make you laugh. So, for example, if I wanted to make you laugh, when you said, "Hey, Jason, how are you?" I would have said, "I thought savants know. Why don't you tell me how I am?" You know, and immediately we would have personalized it, found a quick route to something that you can relate to and a perspective that I can make funny as quickly as possible.
Okay. Because you do all sorts of things, MC work, yes, comedy shows.
Yes.
Are you part of lineup shows, comedy with the different lineups? You present,
yes,
those lineups. You're also on television. So what is the difference, main focus of being on stage compared to being in front of the camera?
So when I'm on stage, my job is to make everybody in the room happy. So I try to fill the room as quickly as possible, understand the room and unpack what the energy of the room is as quickly as possible. And then once I've decoded, we go hard. And also once I've got the room to trust me, we go hard. When I'm making funny on camera, a trick that I use is instead of trying to make the whole room laugh, the camera is just one person that I really, really like. So instead of speaking to 400, I'm more personal to one person. And instead of speaking at the camera, I do my best to speak to the camera so that whoever's watching this at whatever point later on can still feel that there was sort of a connection. And I try to be as intentional about connecting as possible when on camera specifically.
But now, when you are on camera, obviously there's takes and retakes, potentially. Obviously, in the different shows you do, it may be different for each one. So how do you maintain freshness in the comedy if there's retakes?
You know, thank goodness I don't do a terrible amount of scripted content. So, you know, I've got a show, Black Tax, for example, where it's a script and like an actor, I learn my lines and we get through it. My energy on an acting set comes from the fact that I'm out of my comfort zone, I'm nervous, and it kind of just feels like that energy that you'd have as a kid on your birthday, where, you know, you can't sleep the night before. It doesn't matter if you didn't sleep at all the night before your birthday. You've got plenty of energy for your birthday because it's your birthday. And that seems to apply to so many things. I've managed to really, over the years, be able to strengthen my relationship with gratitude. And I find, like, you know, I don't have to do anything that I do. I get to do everything that I do. And that's just the way I speak to myself. And even that sentence changes my energy, you know, as it is. So I'll do as many retakes as possible. Thank goodness I'm pretty good, so there generally aren't too many retakes.
Yes.
But very humble. But
yes.
When there is a need for retakes, I'm all about getting it done and making the director happy. And, you know, my job essentially when I'm not being a comedian and doing my own show is articulating other people's dreams. So whether I'm on set for a production like we're doing now, where there isn't a script and I'm allowed to just freestyle, there are no retakes. It's just a camera, an honest opinion, and a license to have no filter, which none of us have that license, and I'm very lucky to have a no filter license. It's almost like James Bond's license to kill, but this is license to get cancelled on social media is what it is. But yeah, it's just about, you know, I'm always just reminding myself how lucky I am, and that gratitude gives me what I call, you know, it's my birthday energy.
Okay, so now you've referenced it. Tell us about this latest collaboration, production, and show that you are part of.
Firstly, I think you're going to love the show. Firstly, I think that you are going to absolutely love it because, and I think South Africans are going to adore it because, you know, South Africans, we love a voyeuristic show, first of all, where we get a sneak peek, a private peek into somebody's personal life. Very few things as personal as a blind first date, awkward, vulnerable, filled with babbling, filled with red flags, filled with people saying things they should not, very inappropriate things, very, 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 very often. So South Africans, I think, are really going to enjoy that little spy cam. But what South Africans love even more than a vulnerable moment is a fall from grace and seeing people embarrass themselves publicly, knowing full well they signed a contract to be on the show. You know what I mean? So South Africans are going to adore that. And then you combine that with the fact that we've now got, I'm supported on this show by some of the best narrators in the country. So, like, yes, you've got guys that have turned over a new relationship leaf, like Casper Noves, Capo. You've got great comedians like Robbie Collins and Nina Hasty. But you've also got people who I think should be comedians. So, for example, there's a content creator called Tumi the Narrator. After doing an episode with Tumi the Narrator, I was like, why are you not the biggest female comedian in this country? Because literally just surprising funny. People are like, okay, wasabi. So it's just what I'm loving is I've got a very clear perspective on the way dating must work. But my perspective is my perspective. It doesn't mean that I'm right. And what we've got is people that like me. I've been married for a long time and are in committed relationships and have a dusty dating experience and remembering that history. But you've also got people who are young and downloading these apps of swipe left, swipe right, and sliding into people's DMs. We didn't slide into people's DMs. We had slides in our backyards. It's a very different, very, very different thing.
Okay. Explain each episode. What happens in each episode? So you're the main presenter, and then each episode you have someone join you and observe a blind date. Am I correct in my understanding?
So here's the best part. Firstly, you're going to get two blind dates per episode, and then you're going to get a minimum of six presenters per episode. So yes, I lead. But because the whole show is not just about my perspective and my ability to bully people into seeing it my way, so you'll have perspectives of two presenters at a time on a couch, literally coming at whatever they see. The way this was shot is, obviously the dates happened first. We then literally sat in a room, exactly like I'm sitting now, and the dates played while the cameras rolled, and we were just free to comment. So not only are you going to get my perspective, but you're going to get six of your favorite South African celebrities on your screen every single Sunday, just tearing these relationships apart. And in some place, we root for love. I mean, we're not out here just to ruin people's lives. We are rooting for love and connections and magic and the magic of love and butterflies in stomachs. But we're also rooting for failure. And there's a lot.
Okay.
And there's a lot of that.
And obviously, the people who you are observing, who are on the date, are aware that this is part of what's going to be happening.
Absolutely. Okay. So they are obviously single, ready to mingle. They are looking for setups, looking to be connected with somebody. Dating at the moment is very, very difficult. Finding somebody that you like, finding somebody that you can trust, finding somebody that you can be alone with and feel safe has become a big deal. So I think a lot of people kind of leaped at this opportunity as actually a great environment and a wonderful high-pressure test. Because I'm telling you, the people who are going to stay together after this show will get married. Because if you survive your first date on camera, you've seen a high-pressure situation. You've got a very good chance, I think, of the rest playing out well.
And obviously, it's a diverse set of celebrities and a diverse set of people on the dating set, correct?
Can I read you the list? Because there's too many names for me to remember, and I'm scared I'm going to forget. So obviously, we've got some of my favorite funny content creators and celebrities. So like Kapoor Moore, if you know Kapoor, you know, just hilarious, funny, good heart. Casper Newvest. What's exciting about Casper is Casper's you know, recently just done a full 360 in his life. Like, you know, the man has found religion, the man has found love, and he's been very open and communicating that. So it's very exciting to have him there. We have some of DSTV's favorites, like Joanne Reneke is on the show, one of my favorite actresses. I've got to work with Joanne. She's been a great mentor to me in so many spaces. The funny chef, Lebogang Tlokana, is on the show. Margot Fargo, who is just hilarious and has this, you can see that Margot Fargo has only dated men with money. I'm sorry, Margot, for putting your business in. You got serial daters like Nina Hastie, OK Wasabi, Robbie Collins, another serial dater, Rosette Nwana, Sentle Andile also came through with just the most incredible energy and vibes. Skits by Spear, unbelievable. Another funny character that I met on set and am now a huge fan of, Scaife Your Loss. The guy's name is Scaife. Remember that name. I think Scaife is funnier than most of the comedians in the country, including myself right now. I spoke about Tumi, the narrator, and Zilla Wizzy is the last one. So as you can see, a very diverse spread. And what's lovely about the show is no two episodes are going to be the same because no two cultures are the same. Yes, sometimes you see the same pairing on more than one date or more than one episode. But there's generally a mix throughout the episode. No episode is going to look or feel the same because the energies and the contributors from a celebrity point of view are mixed and so beautifully placed that I think it's going to be a very refreshing show to enjoy with a different funny angle every week. So 13th of October on E! Entertainment. DSTV channel 124.
Yes.
And the good news, of course, E! Entertainment is available across all the DSTV packages, and it will be available on Catch Up immediately after broadcast. So there is absolutely no excuse to miss this one.
And it's 10 episodes.
10 episodes. We kick off on Sunday the 13th, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
10 beautiful, awkward. If anybody's watching this before, just remember me as I am. You know what I mean? Because I have a feeling I'm going to get canceled when this show goes live.
No.
But just remember, I mean, love me for me. Okay.
So Jason, as a final message to the listening audience, a final message A to couples and a final message B to singles.
So message to couples is marriage is hard. Even if you marry the right person. So make sure, don't pretend. Communicate. And when you think you're communicating, you're still not. Communicate some more. Marriage, however, is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and it is absolutely worth it. And I think that marriage gets a lot of stick from miserable people. I choose marriage. I choose my wife. I choose my lovely life. I choose it every single day. To single people, I can't stress enough, stop looking for love before you love yourself. I can't explain it any harder than that. Like, and think about it this way. The more you love you, I think it doesn't matter, like, if you've achieved all your goals or where you are in your life, but loving you, I think, gifts the person you want to love the most perfect version of you. There's no such thing as perfect, but I'm hoping that you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I come up with, like, a little question for people to ask themselves, and you don't have to share this with anybody, but I think a lot of people think they love themselves and don't. But one of the markers for me have been, if you're single and you're wondering if you love yourself, ask yourself this question. If something amazing happens to somebody close to you, somebody you work with, somebody in your family, somebody in your friend circle, and your brain doesn't immediately celebrate them, but rather goes, why not me? Then you don't love yourself yet. If you can't celebrate somebody else's wins, and you can't help that deep down there's a little bit of kind of jealousy or envy and a why not me, then you don't love yourself as much as you think. That's my top tip.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook @CelebSavant. That's CelebSavant.